that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
WCFWFM Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Jody got married. I should've known we'd never get. And more
all weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
I don't want.
90s, and more. All weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW. '90s and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
Crazy about a shirt that's me. The white diamond ring. I ain't missing not a single thing.
out of shark bass, man.
Words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Control.
You wanna know how to make me smile? Take control on me just for the night. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this.
you.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Send me some kind of love.
informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all.
Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share two insights from the National Consumer Law Center on medical debt. First, never pay medical debt with borrowed money or credit. According to the NCLC, unlike credit card debt, medical debt will often carry low or no interest payments or late charges. So don't take out a second mortgage to pay it off and never put medical debt on your credit card. Second, treat medical debt as a lower priority debt to be paid only after you pay your mortgage, your car loan, or things with higher interest. Now, the NCLC isn't saying you never have to pay your debt off or that there aren't consequences to not paying it. Just be smart about what you pay when, and don't use something with a higher interest rate to pay something with a lower interest rate, like medical debt. For more Everyday Money tips, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. State Senator Jeff Smith and Eau Claire City Councilmember Emily Anderson held a press conference on Friday to highlight the work of the Biden-Harris administration on lowering prescription drug costs. This week, President Biden and Vice President Harris announced that the prices of the 10 top-selling prescription drugs used by Medicare had been negotiated down by as much as 79%. Smith and Anderson praised the administration's efforts to ensure all Wisconsin residents can afford the prescription drugs they need. With Tuesday's election in the rearview mirror, the candidates from the Democratic primary for the 3rd Congressional District are hosting a unity tour. Rebecca Cook emerged as the winner for the nomination Tuesday, defeating State Representative Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson. All three were in Eau Claire on Thursday to share their commitment to working together on what they say their true goal was all along, defeating Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election. The trio has made stops across the district this week. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a little patchy fog, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today. We'll have light north winds and highs in the lower 80s. In the overnight, mostly clear in mid-50s. Sunshine near 80 to start your work week. Currently 77 degrees.
CFW. Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you anything you Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the thing.
And more, 105.7 CFW.